tonight, or today, is day four of the Thy Kingdom Come prayer initiative. This year, it started last Thursday, which was the 26th of May, an Ascension Day, and it runs through to June the 5th, which is next Sunday, which is Pentecost. Now, these are the days where the disciples gathered together to pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Act 1, 12 to 14.
So this evening we're going to be looking at the coming of the Holy Spirit, the coming of the Kingdom of God. Since it started in 2016, the prayer initiative has become this global prayer thing. So there's a map and it shows how the prayer initiative has spread across the globe and how it has lit up the world.
One, when we get it.
Thy Kingdom Come has three aims.
One, for all Christians to deepen their relationship with Jesus. Two, that we may have confidence to share our faith. Three, that all may respond to the call of Jesus Christ to follow him.
I'm really sorry about this. I'm going to have to find my prompts because I've done them so. Liz, could you possibly just come and play a song while I find this? I'm very sorry, but I want to do this well. I want to glorify God. So would you mind terribly? Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry, guys. I thought I had it and I didn't have a connection, so I do apologize. So. Thank you. Okay, so we're going back to Thy Kingdom Come. There is an action on all of us from the Thy Kingdom Come this year. And the action is that we seek the discernment of the Holy Spirit to identify five people who don't know the Lord yet and that we're going to pray for faithfully each day to say yes to God. And we'll come back to prayer in a little while. Thy kingdom come. Three small words, one huge prayer. As a new Christian, I hadn't grasped the depth of the new life in God's kingdom here, now. When I prayed the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, I think I thought it was something that would only happen once Jesus came back in glory. So, how do we grasp what the kingdom of God is? Here is a whistle-stop tour. So, in the beginning, God's perfect kingdom was our whole world. Then, because sin entered the picture, we were shut out from God's perfect kingdom because God cannot countenance sin. His perfect kingdom and our world became two separate places. God's kingdom continued to be perfect. Our world, well, we know what our world became. Sin and death replaced God's perfection. But God never stopped loving his people. Fast forward to Moses. God gives Moses the instructions to build the tabernacle, the mobile place of worship where the Israelites can go and meet with God. But in order for the Israelites to be able to go into the tabernacle to meet with God, they had to do sacrifices to deal with their sins. And what's more, they had to do those sacrifices every single time they wanted to go into the tabernacle to meet with God. Fast forward again to Jesus. Jesus brought God's kingdom with him when he came to live amongst us. Put simply, Jesus reconnected heaven and earth, but not into quite into one place. Like at the beginning, we still have to wait for Jesus to come again in glory for that. When Jesus called his disciples, they came to recognize and accept that Jesus was the Messiah. He was the Son of God, the Savior who had been sent to bring salvation to mankind.
Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." John 6, 64 to 69.
Jesus freely welcomed into his kingdom everyone who came into faith and believed in him. We no longer, by his sacrificial death on the cross and the shedding of his blood, Jesus wrote off the need for repeated sacrifices. He made the once and for all sacrifice. He paid the penalty for mankind so that we would no longer, and you know, you and I no longer, we never have to make sacrifices, so that we can now meet with God, and because our sins are forgiven. When Jesus went back to be with his Father in heaven, he didn't take away his kingdom from those who had come to him by believing and repenting and coming to faith in him. He left his kingdom. It remained here with his followers here on earth. God's kingdom with us now and yet still to come. When each of us came to faith in Christ, he brought us into his kingdom here on earth.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Colossians 1:13.
The kingdom of God we share now is life in our Lord. But we live it in this world where there is sin and death. God's kingdom now is a foretaste of the perfect kingdom to come when Jesus returns. So why do we pray, "Thy kingdom come"? And I got this from the Thy Kingdom Come website. So when we pray, Thy Kingdom Come, not only are we inviting God to have his way in his world, more crucially, we are inviting him to have his way in us. So, when we pray to the God and say about changing the world, the first thing God does is he changes us so we can change the world. That explanation really spoke to me because a few years ago, I was praying, Lord, about the politicians and the leaders of nations to wake up to the impact of the ecological disasters and the issues that were damaging our beautiful planet. Result? God works in my life. He changes me. So now I am one of millions of people around the world who are in perhaps only minute ways, because I've woken up to my ecological responsibilities, and we are together making small changes to those issues that I prayed to God about. So when we pray for our churches to grow, God gives us a passion for those who don't know him yet and the confidence to share the good news of Jesus with them. So when we pray, Thy Kingdom Come, we are praying for
more of God's kingdom to come now on earth, that God's ways happen here as they are fully obeyed in heaven. The success of the gospel, the spreading of the good news of Jesus, and the changing of lives, his kingdom to spread for maturity in believers and for Jesus to return to establish his kingdom on earth.
Please don't think that I am missing that crucial item where people need to see the love of Jesus and his kingdom working in action now. An end to poverty and an end to famine, no more injustice, peaceful resolution of conflicts. The list goes on. But just for this evening, let's focus on sharing the love of Jesus. Telling people about Jesus, it's a joyful privilege, and there is nothing like it. Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, this is how he explained sharing the good news. For too long, the ministry of evangelism in church has been viewed like an app on our phones, the Evangelism Act app, simply for people who are gifted, people who don't mind moving out of their comfort zone, those who are good at talking about faith with strangers, or those who seem to be very clever at explaining the mysteries of God's love. It's viewed as an add-on app. It's viewed as an optional app. Well, Justin Welby says, evangelism and witness are not optional apps, they are the operating system itself. Evangelism is not an optional app, it's the operating system itself. That's quite a powerful thing when you think about it. Telling people about Jesus is a call to us from God. It's about God, it's with God, and it's because of God. Quite simply, I think he wants us to be his PR team. I don't know if you love telling your story about how you came to the Lord and how the Lord has worked in your life, or whether you couldn't imagine having that kind of a conversation. Is this an area of your faith where you feel strong or not so strong? Very, very recently, a dear friend spoke words of real wisdom into my life. I told her that I'd been praying for opportunities to share about Jesus and his love I walk my dog every day and I meet a couple of people, and I long to find opportunities, but I wasn't doing very well. And she explained it like this. She said, people can disagree with your faith. They can argue with you whether God exists. But what somebody cannot do is they cannot argue with your story. Well, that freed me up. And since then, I've prayed for opportunities. I've had opportunities to share my story. And I have loved it. I've got into some amazing conversations, and I am just praying for more opportunities to tell my story and show how Jesus has been in my life. So just don't sit next to me on a train. I think that's possibly the best bit of advice I can give you. Train rides are great. Probably look at it a bit like this. Faith is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger and more confident you will be in your faith.
God says, don't worry, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong and will help you. Isaiah 41:10.
I truly believe that when we seek God about opportunities to share about him, your story, whatever, in the right way for you, he honors us and he blesses us and he gives us those opportunities. Let's just watch this little video clip of Nicky Gumbel, who is involved in basically the Mr. Alpha Man. Nicky Gumbel's an early attempt at evangelizing. Heart went out to him when I heard that. I think the Bishop of Liverpool was far more on target when, just ahead of the Thy Kingdom Come, when it started in 2016, he used these words about sharing the good news.
The hope is to spread the beauty of evangelism. Sharing the news of the beautiful shepherd is itself beautiful. A delicate, gentle, and rich privilege.
Can I invite the band back up? Right, we're going to head towards prayer in a moment. Now, you may or may not want to pray aloud about the five people that you've got on your Thy Kingdom Come list. Could I have slide 3 back up, please? Now, perhaps you might be prompted to pray into one of the aims of Thy Kingdom Come. Or you may want to ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you and equip you for sharing your story, the love of God, words of Jesus. So just remember, let's just think back to the Archbishop of Canterbury's words. Evangelism is not an optional app. It's the operating system. Finally, I love these words by Michael Jenkins. We are soaked to the skin in the death of Christ. We trail wet footprints of that drenching everywhere we go. So let's come together. I'm not totally sure how many people there are here, but maybe we could come together in one or two small groups to pray, or pray individually. If you know you want to pray for the Holy Spirit to equip you and strengthen you, then either find somebody that you feel trust and want to pray with, or come to the front and somebody on the prayer from our prayer ministry team will be happy to pray with you.